The podcast The Castles Metro is part of the Luni Tourism Project and is realized by Istituto Valorizzazione Castelli of the province of Massa Carrara.
The village of Casola. On the road from Lunigiana to Garfagnana, along the ancient Via del Volto Santo, used for centuries by pilgrims and travelers on their way to Lucca, you will come to Casola, a small jewel set between the wonders of the Apuan Alps and the Lunigiana, an ancient village that is the gateway to a world of natural beauty and breathtaking views. The village, whose origins can be traced back to the Roman Casuli, is situated on a rocky spur that dominates the course of the Aulella River, a short distance from the Tassonaro stream. Its privileged position allows it to embrace the spectacular mountain ranges of the Apennines and the Apuan Alps, marking the border between two areas rich in history and culture. The history of Casola is inextricably linked to that of the Malaspina family of Fosdinovo, nobles who influenced its destiny. For centuries, the events that affected the village intertwined the lives of its inhabitants with the history of Fivizzano, before becoming part of the Duchy of Modena in 1841 and then of the province of Massa Carrara in 1859. Every era has left its mark on this territory, which has seen several dominations from the Republic of Lucca to the period of French occupation during the Napoleonic Wars. It was only in 1816, after a long journey of annexations and divisions, that Casola finally gained its own municipal autonomy. Strolling through the streets of the historic centre is like stepping back in time, where the Middle Ages can be felt through the ancient walls and towers that once protected the town. The echoes of 14th century Florentine splendour can be heard in the architectural details that embellish the squares and streets, witnesses to a vibrant past. But the history of Casola is not only a story of splendor and prosperity. During the Second World War, the village experienced dramatic moments, marked by the presence of partisan formations and the assembly of Nazi-fascist troops, events that deeply marked the collective memory of the community. Today, the Museo del Territorio dell'Alta Valle Aulella, Museum of the Territory of the Upper Aulella Valley, housed in the ancient town hall, collects and narrates the heritage of this land, exhibiting finds that date back to the Paleolithic period and testifying to the evolution of human settlements in Lunigiana. Casola is today known not only for its historical richness, but also for its natural beauty, such as the 15th century tower house and the church of Sant'Andrea, which stand as guardians of a tradition rooted in the past. One of the typical products of the village is the marocca, a unique bread that tells the story of mountain cuisine and the symbiosis between the inhabitants and the land. Made from simple ingredients such as chestnuts, wheat, potatoes and water, marocca is the fruit of centuries of tradition and respect for the land. The meadows and chestnut groves surrounding Casola have shaped the identity of its inhabitants, who have always cared for and appreciated these natural resources. Chestnut flour mixed with wheat flour has given life to this precious food, symbol of a culture handed down from generation to generation, bringing back the authentic flavors of times gone by that are still alive on today's tables. In every bite of marocca, you can taste not only the flavor of tradition, but also the history of a people who have been able to resist, grow, and prosper, always tied to their land and their ancient roots.
The Luni Tourism project is financed by the European Union through the European Agricultural Fund for Rural Development. Europe invests in rural areas. Measure 19.2 of GAL Lunigiana. The texts are by Sigeric, Community Cooperative. The actors are Marco Brinzi, Guglielmo Favilla, and Cecilia Casini. The music is by Max De Aloe. Graphics by Studio Arcs and post-production by Archivi della Resistenza, Circolo Edoardo Bassignani. All podcast contents are available at istitutovalorizzazionecastelli.it.